Aaron's leadership and priesthood show us a man who stood in a unique place in God's plan. Aaron was not the main name people mentioned first, but his role was essential. He spoke when Moses felt unable. He stood before Pharaoh with courage. He served as the first high priest, carrying the spiritual weight of a nation. Yet his story also includes a painful failure. Through it all, Aaron's life teaches us how God works through real people, not perfect ones. Aaron was the older brother of Moses. When God called Moses to return to Egypt and lead the Israelites out of slavery, Moses hesitated. He felt afraid. He doubted his ability to speak. So God provided help. God chose Aaron to stand beside Moses and speak on his behalf. This is one of the first lessons we learn from Aaron. God often sends support when we feel weak. God does not always remove the assignment, but he often provides someone to strengthen us in it. When Aaron stood with Moses before Pharaoh, he became a voice of truth in a place filled with power and pride. Imagine the weight of that moment. Pharaoh was surrounded by wealth, armies, and authority. Yet Aaron delivered God's message anyway. Aaron's leadership and priesthood remind us that courage is not always loud. Sometimes courage is simply obedience in front of intimidating opposition. As the story continues, Aaron's role expands. God does not only use Aaron as a spokesman. God appoints Aaron as the first high priest of Israel. This was not a small honor. The high priest carried the responsibility of representing the people before God. Aaron wore sacred garments that symbolized holiness and service. He offered sacrifices. He oversaw worship. He entered holy spaces with reverence. Aaron's leadership and priesthood were not about status. They were about responsibility. There is something very sobering about Aaron's priesthood. He stood between God and the people. He led worship, not as performance, but as holy service. That means his life reminds us that spiritual leadership requires humility, discipline, and careful obedience. When a person is trusted with sacred responsibility, they must guard their heart closely. However, Aaron's story also includes a moment that reveals how pressure can break even a leader. When Moses stayed on Mount Sinai for a long time, the people became restless. They demanded a visible God. In a moment of fear and compromise, Aaron gave in. He helped create the golden calf. This was a deep failure because it led the people into idolatry. Aaron's leadership and priesthood teach us something important here. Leadership becomes dangerous when it is controlled by people's demands instead of God's direction. When leaders fear people more than they fear God, compromise follows. Yet even in this, we see mercy. God did not erase Aaron's calling. God corrected, disciplined, and continued to work through him. This reminds us that one mistake does not have to become the end of our story if we return to God with humility. Another powerful part of Aaron's life is his partnership with Moses. Aaron did not compete with Moses. He supported him. He stood with him. He helped carry the assignment. In fact, during a battle, when Moses grew tired and his arms began to fall, Aaron helped hold them up. That moment is simple, but it is deeply meaningful. Aaron's leadership and priesthood show us that support is leadership too. Not every calling looks like being the main voice. Some callings look like strengthening another person so the mission can continue. God also confirmed Aaron's leadership in a public way. When people questioned who had true authority, God provided a sign. Aaron's staff budded, showing that God had chosen him. That sign settled disputes and reminded the people that God establishes leadership. This is another important lesson. We do not have to fight for position when God has appointed us. God can confirm what he has established in his timing. Aaron's legacy continued through the priesthood. His descendants served for generations. His role shaped the worship system of Israel. That means Aaron's leadership and priesthood were not only important in his lifetime. They impacted future generations. So what do we learn from Aaron today? His life teaches us that God provides help when we feel weak. It shows us that spiritual responsibility should never be taken lightly. It reminds us that compromise can happen under pressure, yet restoration is still possible through repentance. We also see that support and partnership matter deeply in God's work, and that God himself confirms the people he calls. If you have ever felt like you were not strong enough, this story is for you. If you have ever made a mistake and wondered whether God could still use you, this story is for you. God does not work only through flawless leaders. He works through willing hearts. Faithfulness is not about perfection. It is about returning to God, listening to his voice, and continuing to obey. For more faith-centered reflections and biblical insights, Visit walkingwiththelord.net and explore Christ-centered marriage encouragement at blissfullywedded.com.